Well, Jim, you mentioned one of these big five favourites could be vulnerable. Is it Big Books?
There is a vulnerability or a potential vulnerability, and I see it in the shape of Oscar Whiskey. This horse has never been going better in his life. He's a winner at Cheltenham on New Year's Day, and he had a nice little top-up on the all-weather at Kempton recently in a bumper. He looks fantastic. And yes, I did. I have to put my hand up. I did take him on last year, Big Bucks, and I was left with a lot of egg running down my face. But I'm going to take him on again. I do think he can be cracked, this horse, and I just think it might be Oscar Whiskey this time.
Yeah, I suppose he's been very, very impressive, as we all know, Big Bucks. But eventually, a run like this has to come to an end. And I mean, if anyone's going to beat him, it would be at the Cheltenham Festival, where trainers are sending. And Oscar Whiskey, as you say, has been building so far throughout the year. Elsewhere, 1,000 Stars, 8, the NAS, 14-1. There's not a huge amount other than that in the race that's probably going to take him on, really.
Not really. You wouldn't think on paper, but I just have a feeling that even a horse like 1,000 Stars could draw him out, I think. I suppose this is his most potent attribute, and that is that he conserves such a lot of energy in the race, and that's probably why he's been able to string together so many wins. He's so economical in the way he does actually race, and he keeps a bit for himself, I'm sure, and Ruby absolutely knows him inside out. But I just think Oscar Whiskey is flying. I think he's improved since last year, and I think he's a real stayer. I think he'll serve it up to the favourite here.
Serve it up to the favourite there. They're off and racing at Greyville and at Leicester. That's